budget.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, thanks.
The special budget session of the Pismo Beach City Council is now in session. Roll call, please.
It's Mayor Reese.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Gonzalez G.
Here.
Councilmember Rabinoff.
Here.
Councilmember Natoli.
Here.
Councilmember Higginbotham.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, the first item is a public hearing, and it's regarding outside requests. Does staff have a report?
Madam Mayor and Council, we do. What I'd like to do is just make one remark before we invite these folks to come up and appear before Council. This is, if you think back where we've been, we started this budget process back in a public meeting we had on March 1st, and then another second meeting we had on March 9th. This is where the staff had come before Council and reviewed work plans, and that where also you got your initial public input from the public about what they thought was important as far as priorities for the budget.
Five cities. We provide hot, nourishing meals to seniors and homebound people in our community. We're an all-volunteer organization except for a small cadre of part-time help, a cook, a program manager, and then a part-time clerical person. Basically, we exist solely on the contributions of people in the community and the council here in Pismo, Oro Grande, and others in the five cities. Our costs, as almost all businesses are experiencing, despite what we read sometimes that inflation is in check, food costs are higher, everything continues to escalate. We are pretty good at keeping our overhead down, but our cost of providing meals continues to increase. At current price that we are actually cost, I should say, providing these meals is about $5.25 per meal. We provide 100 to 120 meals a day for our many routes that we service. Our meals are provided on a basis of ability to pay. We charge $3.50 for people who can afford to pay it. We charge nothing for those that we determine after interview aren't able to pay it. We've had a very good response from our public, appeals for funds, and I want to thank the council for all of their past years of support. You've been very generous to us, and we hope that will continue. We are asking for $4,000 this year, which will go a long way toward servicing the people in this community who need our help. We operate with volunteer drivers, and of course, with the cost of gasoline being what it is today, it's becoming increasingly difficult to find volunteers, and I would invite anybody who is watching this or anybody on the council who knows people who might want to donate an hour or so a week to running one of these routes, we can certainly use the help as either a full-time, or not a full-time, but a route person or a substitute. We have fortunately been able to keep above board and maintain a budget, but that's only through the generosity of organizations like yourselves and the public. And we again would thank you very much for the past support and hope that will continue. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Cindy, anybody on the council have any questions? Okay.
Mr. Gore, do you provide one meal a day or two meals if necessary?
One meal a day. We provide a noon meal, a hot noon meal. And on the weekends, for those clients who don't have other family or whatever to provide it, we provide frozen meals that can be microwaved for them. And basically, we're one of the few contacts that many of these people have. Many of them don't have family in the area, and the person that delivers may be the only person they're going to see that day. And we do other than just deliver. We end up changing light bulbs and fixing this and that for people. We've been delivering, my wife and I, for the last 10 years, and it's a very gratifying thing to be able to provide this service. But as I say, it's very difficult for us to find volunteers, and we'd like to continue to encourage people to help out there, too.
One more question. And how many meals a day do you deliver?
We have four routes. Right at present, I think we are running about 100. It has been as high as about 120. About 20 to 25 per route is what we try to keep it to. Some of the routes are quite extensive, running 30 to 35 miles. Others are like about 20 miles.
Okay. Is there any other questions from the council?
There's no reimbursement for gasoline expenses to the volunteers?
No.
Then, since it's on a sliding scale, I'm certain there are probably those that could afford 5 1/4.
Well, we have gradually escalated. We were charging about $2.50 a meal mm-hmm. until last year, and it just mm-hmm. became obvious that we weren't going to be able to stay above board at that. Mm-hmm. So we moved up to the $3.50, and thanks to the general support of the community, we're able to continue that. Mm-hmm. Most of the people that we're servicing, it would start to present a hardship for them, perhaps.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Charging
I just wasn't
the full
aware
amount.
Of that. Yeah.
And we do a fairly extensive interview to determine the ability to pay. It's on an ability basis. Mm-hmm. And we're also very cautious about who comes on the program. You have to have a genuine need and ability to get out and get food for yourself.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Does anyone else have any questions? Okay. The next.
I'd like to now invite Ms. Kelly Van Buren of the Red Cross to come forward. The Red Cross has submitted a request for $2,000.
Hi, I'm Kelly Van Buren. I'm the Public Support Director for the San Luis Obispo County American Red Cross. And this is Jay Jamison. I'm sure most of you know him. He is on our board of directors and has done a marvelous job for us over the past couple of years. Do you want to talk first?
Yeah, it's the first time that we've come in front of you, and I told Kelly I would help support her in this endeavor. It appears being prepared for those kind of unknown emergencies. So, I appreciate the opportunity to talk in front of you, and I hope that we can establish a long-term relationship with some kind of support. So, thank you. And I have Kelly is going to talk a little more about the Red Cross.
Thank you, Jen.
Give you more of the slightly factual side. We have 7 part-time staff at our office in San Luis Obispo, and we cover the entire county. We have about 500 active volunteers, especially in South County. We have a very active disaster team that responds to any sort of, single-family fire, which is the most common we have in our area, as well as floods or, even by the chance of a car that drives into a home, we respond to those. We have probably about 50 single-family incidents a year, as well as things like the San Simon earthquake, which you all know, and the floods that we had in 2001. Pismo is a relatively safe city, I'm sure most of you know, but it doesn't mean that we're not in your community every day. We have shelter locations around the county and shelter supplies down here in case something does happen. We come to health fairs, in the city, and we do also, besides disaster preparedness and disaster relief, we also do Armed Forces Emergency Services, keeping our local military families in touch with, when they have people overseas and at home, we can keep them in contact in case of, family emergency, and also emergency financial support for them. Most of you probably know the Red Cross also does health services, such as CPR classes and first aid and water safety. We average about 14,000 students a year in the county, and a good majority of those are in in the South County and Pismo Beach. We do workplace classes and things like that. We're solely funded by the generosity of our community. We don't receive money from, the government other than local institutions like this. Most of it is just personal solicitation with our donors, and we're, very lucky to have that support and very lucky to be such a strong organization. We've been in the community since 1917, so we have a pretty good, stance here, and we're looking forward to continuing for a long time to come. So we just really appreciate you guys, considering our, request, and anything is greatly appreciated. We asked for $2,000 basically because it's estimated for a family of 4 to recover from a disaster, it's about $2,000, and that includes first month's rent, food, clothing, whatever they need, prescription medications we can do too. So that's what we've requested, and any help, we'd be very appreciative. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I did. Kelly, if I may call you Kelly.
Yes.
Were you with the Red Cross in 2001?
No, I actually joined the Red Cross in 2002.
So maybe Jay could tell us what the Red Cross did for that flooding in 2001, how they helped out.
Well, actually, they had, the flooding was widespread. It was in Napomo, and they had mm-hmm. a shelter down there. We also had the flooding in Oceano, which affected a couple of families. It was mostly farmland in that area. They started to open up a shelter in, I believe it was in the Vets Hall. But
mm-hmm.
because of a lot of the folks being evacuated from Pismo Coast Village, there was concern about contamination. So they moved it, I think, up to Judkins, mm-hmm. where they could shower them. Mm-hmm. But they were very, they were right there for us and very active. And So I wish I had more details for you on that. But
I just recall that a lot of people from the community helped out, you know, taking socks and slippers, and I was one of them. And I remember the Red Cross being there helping and everyone talking about the Red Cross. They really did go out and help everyone. There were so many people there that first had them at the Vets Hall, then they moved them up, and it was quite a deal, and they did help very much. Thank you.
You talk about the generosity of this area and talk about the county. If I can just real quickly, after the tsunami in December, the Red Cross recently from this county, San Luis Obispo County, sent a check for over $230,000 earmarked for the tsunami effort out of a small county like this. So that was really remarkable.
That is. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there any other questions from the council?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'd like to next invite Mr. Jerry Corey and Mr. Orville Patrick to come forward, and they represent